Leadville is my hometown where I grew up. You come back in time when you come here. Quiet, nice people. Good way to get away from the hustle and bustle of the city.
The Rock Hut, this has been here since I was a kid.
You guys still have rock candy? We always used to get rock candy.
Yeah, I don't have the sticks, but I have it over there in that.
Okay.
Over there.
Remember the jelly bean thing?
Yeah.
Does it look like rocks?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. So you can see it looks like rocks. I remember my brother used to love these. We used to come look at them. But stuff we can never afford.
Smile. Oh, that's good.
Got
that's
it?
Good, that's good. I don't think I cut your head off.
Yeah. How are you, man? What are you up to these days?
I'm putting in Denver now.
Denver. Oh, hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
He has a lot of affinity. I have a feeling he might end up in Colorado again someday. There aren't too many places in the country that have this kind of magnetism. This place is something else.
This is Cosmos' place. He's the local guru. He's a Romanian guy that is convinced that he knows everything about life, and he is always willing to share. What's it say? Welcome to my miracle world of resurrection and salvation of Holy Faith Museum. Nobody home.
I call it a town of characters. And it's filled with characters. It took characters to live in here. And Nate has certainly been a character throughout his life.
Hey,
how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good to see you.
That's a great joy to have him home. Dad loves cooking for him, and it's just a joy to have him around.
What my mom has kind of created here is kind of like a awards room here. It's me, 00. And number two at the far end is my brother. So I was Little Running Buffalo from my dad. You know, he named me that. And when I went off to see you, we shot a buffalo. That was kind of a big thing for me and my dad. That was kind of neat. Coming back to mom and dad and the bed and breakfast and coming to a quiet place up in the mountains where you can get away and you got a private chef and my dad and just kind of an escape from the world, really.
He's always been very, very close to his dad. You know, he's been like his dad's little shadow.
This is my home. That's where I was, you know, growing up. And so you can even ask my brother. He doesn't want to be anywhere where he can't go skiing and be in the mountains, so kind of part of your soul, part of your heart, you know.
This was a gift to our lives. This place was a gift to our lives, and we enjoyed it, without a doubt. It was tough for me when I graduated high school, tougher when I graduated college, because it's just one step further into their life and out of the life we'd had before.
Go get it.
You know, you go to see him play games, you see him, and that's a great thrill. It's exciting, and I love it. But it's not the same as going fishing, going rafting, taking hikes in the woods, and doing what you did when you were growing up.
You know, being in the mountains, spending time in the mountains, my friends, my family, skiing and hiking and fishing and everything. This is kind of the foundation of who I am is Leadville.